Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for sitting with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jay Myers is our guest. He's back. Jay is back. He's been with us as a member of our Brain Trust now for many years. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated in the great state of Tennessee and in the great city of Memphis. He's the author of an award-winning book, Keep Swinging, and I was telling you about it before it won awards, and I knew he was onto something, and he's our good friend, Jay Myers. Welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it, Jim, and good morning to you, too.
It's good to have you back. I was bragging on you earlier. I was telling the audience about how well your business is doing, that you must be onto something. I think part of the reason why your business is doing so well is you found a way to find and retain good people, and I'm assuming the way things are going, the way your businesses are growing, that you find a way to keep them engaged. And I'd like for you to tell the audience how you figure that out.
Well, I think that there's a variety of things that we do around here at Interactive Solutions, Jim, that is above and beyond money. Now, not to dismiss that, we certainly know we have to pay at or maybe slightly above market to keep good people. But I think the thing that we try to do around here, it seems to be the little things that seem to make a difference with people. Just different things in terms of recognition. We've at different times through the years have given bonuses, small things to people that have passed a technical certification test. Other things that, we're very into the culture here in terms of innovation. So we really encourage people to create new things for us. And, we will send out emails. These are small things. Emails say, great job on coming up with this or that. If they've done work for a client, the same thing. I'll send an email to them. I'll call them. Hey, great job. People today, even, with all the different things going on, still appreciate an attaboy or an attagirl, and I think that's the kind of thing that that really seems to people enjoy around here. We have a pretty, for a company that's 60 employees, we have a fairly relaxed atmosphere around here, too. I mean, we just don't take ourselves that seriously. We work hard for our customers. We take that part seriously.
But, that seems like that the attaboy thing, a lot of people listening would say, well, where's the science in that? What's so remarkable about that? Well, the truth is there isn't anything so remarkable about that. What's remarkable to me, Jay, is how many people fail to do that.
Yeah,
how many owners fail to do that?
Yeah, Jim, I think this people get complacent with different things. Businesses, our business is pretty mature at this point, with over 15 years old this last month and everything. And I think it's little things like that. Now, I will tell you, there are some other financial things that we do for our employees. Let me give you a quick example. I provide group health insurance as part of their benefits package for each employee. But let's say they have a spouse that doesn't, that has it for their organization, so they're already covered. Well, rather than saying, gee, thanks for the little bit of the benefit here and everything, appreciate your give me some slack here, I pay them for the value of what I would normally pay for group health insurance, so they don't lose the benefit. And, we just give them a check. So, it's little things like that. We also have some other things we do here with profit sharing, so we are all on the same page about why we're doing this in terms of as a company and everything, and we just recently came out with something pretty innovative I think you'd like to hear about, which is rather than standard profit sharing like a lot of companies do where the employee is locked into investing it in some kind of account that, it's a tax hedge for the owner. I really got tired of the stock market and everything, doing so many things that we weren't too happy about.
Right.
We just decided rather than lock the employee's investment in those kind of things, we gave them a choice to just go ahead and take a check for the money and do whatever they want to do, buy something with it, or invest it in other type of vehicles like the 401k.
Right. So they're doing their own self-directed programs rather than
they are doing their own self-directed, Jim. And you know, you got. I need to point out to your listening audience and everything that a lot of my employees are under 30 years old, mm-hmm. and I'm the oldest guy here at 54. And you know, my needs financially in terms of investment and theirs are a different at a different stage of our life. And I think it's important to recognize that as an entrepreneur, and you know, do what's right by your employees. And in our case, I looked at them and said, you know, this benefit, I thought of this profit sharing was something good and that they really appreciated, when in reality, when they were getting a statement every year that showed a negative number, it was actually working
right.
in the opposite direction.
Right.
So I decided to take a benefit and make it into what it you know was intended to do. And be
well,
a
that's,
benefit.
That's a good point, because some people might be helping, might be doing something for their employees, and it could be what, you know, the stock market example you were tell us, or it could be something else. You could be doing something for your employees, thinking that you're getting an attaboy for it, and it turns out you're not. I mean, you need to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing for your employees, regardless of what it is, how small or how significant it is, that it actually is something your employees are saying, wow, this is cool. This is one of the reasons I'm hanging around here.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I explained to my employees that, you know, this is something that's not necessarily the best for my wife and I in terms of a tax standpoint for the investment. But on the other hand, I wanted to do right by them. And, mm-hmm. I tell you something that's interesting. You know, I think if you hire the right people and everything, you know, people are certainly smart enough to figure those things out and all. And, you know, you remind them, but I think they appreciate that.
Right.
You can't fake the
Well, see,
the
those
fact
are va-
you
what
care.
You're talking about, Jay, are values. And see, this
right.
is something that I'm talking a lot more and more about, have been now for a couple of years now, is how important it is for people who work for you, and not just employees, customers too. The concept of values, Jay, is going to be increasingly on the front burner when it comes to, and right up in front with, when it comes to relationships, whether it be employee to employer or company to customer. The idea of values. What are your values? Do I like them? Do I align with your values? Are your values compatible with mine? This is going to be significantly more important, I think, as time goes by. And that's what those are the things that you're talking about. And obviously,
exactly.
Your people have to, you know, your values are going to be you know, be scrutinized, folks, on many levels. I think it's important for and the thing is, the good news is for small business owners, our values are pretty good usually, and so we just need to understand all that. We're going to be right back with our good friend Jay Myers. We're going to ask him, how does he find these good people after these messages?
Yeah. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.